Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smilford, an international call.
Hailing from the Netherlands, presenting
Interface complete.
Y'all, hold on a quick second, man, because I have some technical controls, teasers, you know what I'm saying? And I had to do the old restart, and yeah. But this still going to be Fantastic Friday, you know what I'm saying? Up in the mofo flipper. And yeah, this is Wrecking the Game Radio, doing it real big live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm saying, with your host, with the most. Captain Smell, so good. I got to get my homeboy to say that. He say that shit so funny. And, yeah, I'm an international co-host all the way from the Netherlands. And I mean the Netherlands. And Mr. Sayonai. And, yeah, we hold it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing Monday to Saturday. Bringing y'all the best entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Local news. Crazy combo, you know what I'm saying? Language learning, help language learning, all kind of. We get it in, you know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Blog Talk Radio Network, you know what I'm saying? /WDGE Radio. And soon to go over to P Soup Network, yeah, that's www.paranormalsoupnetwork, you know what I'm saying? .com, and I think that's dotspruce.com. And you can go over there now, you know what I'm saying? And actually check out live shows. So, you know, just getting everything, trying to get my transportation, you know what I'm saying, down. If this mother, go ahead and tighten up and sell me the damn vehicle that I need, and then we'll be on the popping. But right now, the dude been, I don't know what the hell, I'm going to call his ass today, and we're going to see what is going on, you know what I'm saying? Not something called his ass off the show in a minute. See what the hell going on, so y'all can hear the damn. If it's good to go or not, you know what I'm saying? If it's good to go or not. So I got reset it, and 88 degrees, you know what I'm saying, for all my Florida, Tampa, Florida residents, you know what I'm saying? Right now, 88 degrees, partly cloudy, feeling like 98, you know what I'm saying, degrees. Got 63% humidity, and pressure's up. You know what I'm saying? 30.04 inches, and the wind is kicking in. Let's see what we got here. From the northeast at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Now I need to open up my back door. That's some good wind right there. And but it is expected to rain, you know what I'm saying, towards this late afternoon, probably around 2, 3, 4 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? We'll get a couple of showers rolling in. So y'all better look out for that. If not, carry an umbrella just in case, you know what I'm saying, if you one of those people that's scared of the rain. And I mean scared of the rain. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. So what's that? Shamed. Sex is exchange. Reading all the little top picks, you know what I'm saying? Tommy Ramone. That's on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Sharif Atkins, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, got a lot of hosts that be, you know what I'm saying, doing some real engaging shows, you know what I'm saying? Not just talking about bullshit all the time, but actually be, you know what I'm saying, engaging in some real conversation. You know, much like Marty Thordas, who came up with that in Finnianel, well, Mr. Mike, the solution, actually came up with the word, but she's actually come up with the campaign to push it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it do, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to her. And he says, what's up, too? You know what I'm saying? Doing what we do. So, and I have to tell you why. You know what I'm saying? Come back after this song. You know what I'm saying? Why I ain't got no motherfucking nerve. You know what I'm saying? Because shit went down last night. This is Javon Black featuring Lil' Kid. This is Lil' Mama right here. Let's see how I feel. Yeah.
Hey, little mama. Oh, little mama.
Another news coming up at the top of the hour.
Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Don't forget to check out DJ Smell so good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap and slow jam.
That was real. Check this out, man. At the motherfucking club last night. Shouts out to Broke Holes Lounge down here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? My homie Tsunami. Holding it down on the grill, even though he screwed the nigga over. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get on that nigga tonight. You know what I'm saying? A goddamn stuffed potato. That son of a bitch was not stuffed correctly. I had to just eat the motherfucking steak out that son of a bitch. But, you know, I bless my dog. You know what I'm saying? A little later on because he blessed me. You know what I'm saying? That's how you goes round. Blessings go around. So we out there chilling at the motherfucking bar last night, you know what I'm saying? Pretty peaceful night. Shit ain't break off. No
fights that I've seen, you know what I'm saying, in front of me. Had a lot of police activity, you know what I'm saying. Down here, you know what I'm saying, police been, you know, pulling a lot of bullshit, talking about they don't have quotas and all this shit to reach, you know what I'm saying. But why the fuck you some of a bitches ain't out all year round correctly doing your job instead of picking right before the beginning of school, right before the beginning of summer, right before the beginning of spring break and shit, to do these sweep stings and all this other kind of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But then throughout the year, when crimes are piling up, you know what I'm saying, you motherfuckers are nowhere to be found except at the donut shop, you know what I'm saying? So around here, they got right now, they got a lot of stings set up, especially up on Hillsborough Avenue. You're riding up and down Hillsborough Avenue, you know what I'm saying, late night, you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers are sitting up on, just parked on somebody's private property and shit, you know what I'm saying, waiting for you just to creep by, see your damn headlight out. They gonna come up some bullshit excuse, you know what I'm saying? Just like what happened last night. Me and my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, SFN Visuals, we riding and shit. He came pick me up from the house, you know what I'm saying? I stay way the fuck out in bumfuck world. So he came out to pick me up, you know what I'm saying? So we go ahead to the club where I work. And we ride, we sitting at the motherfucking light. You know what I'm saying? I happen to look over and shit. And when I look over, I see the grill of the police car, you know what I'm saying? She's sitting behind us. The car sitting behind us. You know what I'm saying? But and so I'm looking at the car. And at the same time, you know, that I'm looking at the car, you know, I had a little something in my hand, so I'm like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to hold that down, so I held the shit down, you know what I'm saying? But soon we pulled off of the light. Now, this motherfucker was over in the damn turning lane. From the turning lane, you know what I'm saying, for us in the straight lane, and we ahead of her in tent windows. You know, this bitch jumped behind us, man, threw her motherfucking lights on without running a tag or anything. Threw her goddamn lights on. You know what I'm saying? We pulled over and shit. You know what I'm saying? They done ran the tag, ran the IDs, ran the information. Asked to search the motherfucking car. We say hell no. As soon as we say hell no, this bitch gonna motherfucking get right on the phone talking about something. Is there a K-9 unit in the area? They bring this old mangy ass mutt out, so-called fucking whatever kind of K-9 dog, that pussy ass dog, run this mutt out. You know what I'm saying? Walk this old dirty ass dog around the motherfucking car. You know what I'm saying? He ain't smell shit. They got mad. Turned around then, you know what I'm saying, searched the car by hand, towed the fucking car, didn't find nothing. And then turned around and write my homeboy motherfucking ticket. Talking about somewhere you didn't have your goddamn seatbelt on. Like, how the fuck, when y'all pulled us over, both of us got seatbelts on, tight as hell, you know what I'm saying? I got all this shit on camera, you know I'm about that. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they pulled us over, I put that shit on camera, man. The shit. Talking about, uh-oh, I guess we're going to be on YouTube. No, bitch. Ain't putting your motherfucking ass on no YouTube. Fuck YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That's why we make our own websites. So we'll put you bitches out in a higher and better light. You know what I'm saying? In that YouTube garbage. And, so that's the way it ended up happening. You know what I'm saying? These little punk bitches pulled us over 3 deep. You know what I'm saying? One of the sergeants claimed to be a motherfucking supervisor. So I got the direct number to the Tampa Police Department's supervisor hotline. You know what I'm saying? I got that number, and I'll be putting it out. I got to go get my cell phone. I'll put that shit out a little later on. And I give the number to Internal Affairs. You know what I'm saying? Because the problem with the motherfuckers down here is niggas do not motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, stand up for their goddamn rights. And I mean the rights to do every goddamn thing that you're doing within the legal limits of the law. You know what I'm saying? And the only motherfucking rights that they have to do is to do their goddamn job. Pull you over, check your motherfucking credentials. If your credentials are straight, you motherfucking leave them people alone. That's why the motherfucking police got their ass popped the last time for overdoing their goddamn jobs, doing shit they ain't supposed to motherfucking do. And hell no, I ain't got no sympathy for that fuck shit because I done went through it last night. And that shit could have went the same goddamn way, but they're not dealing with them type of people. Me and my homeboy, ex-military, you know what I'm saying? We explained this to the little punk-ass motherfucking wannabe sergeant out there with his goddamn punk-ass rookie, you know what I'm saying, got her bitch ass out there doing illegal activities. And this is what I'm saying. When you overdo your job, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get what's coming to you. You know what I'm saying? And it just so happens that you didn't get your issue, you know what I'm saying, coming up against two niggas like us. You know what I'm saying? But that same scenario, as soon as we motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, they pulled out and let us go, and we pulled down the motherfucking street, you know what I'm saying, And they trying to push us out the way. Bitch, we pulled over. They tore the car up. You know what I'm saying? Tore the whole goddamn car up. And then and didn't find nothing. This punk bitch gave my homeboy a ticket. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm like, well, damn, you know, you done, bitch. Throw me my motherfucking ID, bitch. You ain't got to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just throw me my motherfucking ID. This punk bitch going to motherfucking ask me to come over there like she finna write me a motherfucking ticket. You know what I'm saying? I look up at this bitch. I say, yeah, can I help you? Here's your ID, sir. Bitch, I ain't have to walk up to you to motherfucking give me my shit. You could have threw my shit on the ground. I wouldn't have gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point, you know, this dumbass bitch going to come out of her mouth with, hey, and make sure you get those two flakes of marijuana off of your seat. Bitch, what? And that's literally what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, what? That's you out your fucking mind. Do you know this dumb bitch actually motherfucking said that is two, the dog smelled two fucking flakes of marijuana on the goddamn seat. This is the reason that they had for searching the goddamn vehicle. This is what they talking about, the dog smell. Ain't no goddamn way, man. When we went into the car, I promise you, we looked down at the motherfucking seat where I'm sitting at. I say something, what the fuck, you see two flakes? And I mean, these two pieces of whatever the fuck they said, oregano, that was on the motherfucking seat. You know what I'm saying? I said, how in the hell, man? I said, this is some motherfucking bullshit. This is some motherfucking bullshit. Yeah, man. That, and they searched us and everything. You know what I'm saying? Illegal search. I got all the shit on camera. Illegally searched. And you know what I'm saying? I said, this is a legal search and seizure right here. No, you're not seizing anything because, bitch, you didn't find anything. But had you found anything, you just illegally searched and seized us. You had no probable cause for searching me. You know what I'm saying? I gave you a legal motherfucking driver's license. Once you ran that shit, I didn't find no warrant. You didn't find no warrants. You had no probable cause. No probable cause to do shit. After you run a person's ID and identification and all that shit checks out, you leave the motherfucking people alone. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to come to a day where these motherfuckers just going to continue and going to get their ass knocked off. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not no sympathetic person for nobody to do no crooked motherfucking action. I don't care if you police, military, the fucking fire department. If you're not doing your goddamn job, you're wrong. And that's straight up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's been popping off, man. Yeah. Shouts out to Alexander 84 and Easy Rider coming up open this mofo people. And but anyway, you know, the shit just starting to hit the fan. ACLU already has an open lawsuit out, you know what I'm saying, against the police department, you know what I'm saying, against the Tampa Police Department. Hold on, let me go ahead and beam him in real quick.
Timmy!
All right, caller, what's happening? Welcome to the Shizzo.
Hi, Smelly.
Oh, snap. That's what I'm talking about. All my rants and raises. Not gone unwarranted, goddammit. People, this is weird, too, because my actual other co-host ain't even in this motherfucker, that Muda Maker. Goddamn Muda Maker. But, shit, people, just guess who this is. This is my wagging off co-host.
You're wagging off, girls.
Yeah, she's been wagging off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so sorry.
Ms. Tasha Triple X is in the building, people. Is in the building.
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh. Tasha Triple X. That's what I'm talking about. In the building, people, all the way from Australia. That's why I say this is an international show. You know what I'm saying? We bring the likes and love of beautiful women. Such as yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You're so sweet. Hi.
Dang, baby. Would you like some fries with that shake?
Oh, you know I remember. You know I remember.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Well, how about skinny gentlemen with, yeah.
I'll
ladies in the house shake live and I behold into the kind and the feeling and the farting.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What's up, babe? What's been happening, woman? You should listen to my rants and rave of police brutality down here. Shit.
I'm not. You know what? I was listening to you talking about it, right? That's some bullshit. That's crazy.
Yeah, just a couple months ago, I went to goddamn jail for videotaping the police. You know what I'm saying? Spent 2 days in jail for putting these motherfuckers. Yeah, man. And I ain't have nothing to do with nothing. I'm just standing in some fucking bystanders. And that's what happened. Oh, damn, Goofy, a little laugh. Yeah, I heard you been on Goofy. Boom! Yo, because he late night, though. I understand that.
Oh, man. I was at lunch. And I don't normally get a break at that time, but I did that day. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to call in and just say hi. And yeah, it was fun. It was good. I mean, I only stayed for like 5-10 minutes, but I just wanted to say hi. I haven't forgotten about you guys. I've just been so busy, seriously. Like, my routine is wake up 4:30 a.m., get to work by, like, you know, 5:30, start my day. You know, by the time I come home, it's like 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm out like a light, you know. Have something to eat, and that's it. Go to bed. Like, have a shower and go to bed, and it's like, it's crazy.
Oh, there's a
day.
There we go. Well, hey, I got my homeboy Alexander, Mr. 84. He down there in Singapore. He said you're only a few hours away from him.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Singapore's actually the same time zone as me.
Oh, he said y'all want to meet up for some koala biscuits and tea.
Koala
Earth has the best koala biscuits in the world. And I mean the world.
Yeah.
Oh, my male co-host is up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep that, you know what I'm saying, separated. You know what I'm saying? People, this is Miss Tasha Triple X. I can't even compare her to Mr. Sinaid. But Mr. Sinaid, be holding it down for the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? That's for the McCulls from the Netherlands.
Chatted to him in the chat room a few days ago.
Yeah, he told me. He said he actually heard your voice and shit. You sounded like a groovy chick.
Oh, did he? When did he hear my voice? No, I didn't call in.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Going that in there trying
That's
to get
an awesome fucking story, kid.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, sometimes you get caught up in this.
Hey, Smelly, let me say something. I just, you know, I was having a look on your Facebook just to see if you actually had a show scheduled. And because I called in at, like, 11:55 and there wasn't one scheduled, I'm like, fuck, the time I really want to call in, he doesn't have one scheduled, just like last week. And then I thought, you know what, he's always doing it last minute, so maybe I should try it 12.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went onto your Facebook just to see if you posted anything. You didn't, but I saw that you put up some photos. I love your hair. You've shaved it all off.
Okay, yeah, you threw me off for a minute just then. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait a minute, woman, we live. You can't be talking about that. Oh, you talking about my dome. Like, you talking about the dome. She's talking about the dome, ladies and gentlemen. She's just talking about the dome, you know? Yes. Oh, what you saying, though?
Like,
yeah, that's from my family reunion. I just went, that's why I took, well, last week I took like 4 days off because I was down in Fort Lauderdale for my family reunion. So all the pictures, new pictures that you see is of me and fam, you know what I'm saying? Me and cuz.
You
know,
look
me and my
so
cousin.
Handsome in your little tie and shit and pants.
You know, yeah, trying to get
new
my little
hair. I love it. Oh, my God.
Get my suave on, you know. Get my suave on, but too bad it was all family around, so they did no good. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah, I hear you. No,
people, Miss Tasha Triple X is from Perth. You know what I'm saying? She's from Perth. P-E-R-T-H, but perf. God damn it, that's how we say it. Perf. Perf. Y'all already know. And she been down here, you know what I'm saying? Miss Tasha Triple X has been to Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying? She done been in the hood.
Florida?
And I mean
yeah.
the hood.
The hood. Actually, yes, I do remember.
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah, sorry. God damn it. Bet you don't remember this, do you? Oh, yeah. This was June 15th, 2009, people. And this was part one of the longest marathons in Blog Talk Radio history.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going down. This is only part of it, you know what I'm saying? Lined up, 16 hours of shows. Back to back to back in celebration of this woman's birthday right here.
Yes,
and
it was a great birthday.
Going down. So this is what you hear in the background, you know what I'm saying? This is the old recording from that actual event.
Yes. Oh, wow, really? Oh, my God.
People be underestimating the power of the smelly cap. You know what I'm saying? You know, not handicapped people. I handicapped. The smelly cap, goddammit. And, yeah. All right, look, side nine. I can't beam you up in here because I have to interrupt the music. But, there you go. I had to put a false one on for you. I had to put the false beam on and shit.
Good day. How is everybody doing today?
Oh, who they my dog?
Whose birthday is it?
We're good.
Oh, wait, Macedonian. Wait.
You forgot.
Hold on. Good Lord, it's been so long, woman. It's been so long.
I know.
Hold on. Oh, shit.
I'm holding. Hold on.
I'm going to have to look at my teeth
now. While Smelly's thinking, hello, the co-host that took over my job.
It's not a job, or did you get paid?
Hey, bro.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you ain't getting the virtual credits I sent you, man. Shit. Yeah. Hell going on, people. I pay you in American credit. My American credit ain't good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. That's y'all working for American credit, goddammit. That's all I got for you. You know, our money ain't really worth nothing over there, so. Hell, it ain't really worth nothing over here, so.
You know. Gonna be nice when I finally get there. Yeah, man, I got thousands and thousands of American credits. That ain't worth shit. Okay. Thanks, Melly.
Like, damn. They'll work at the weed shop, though. You take it down to your nearest weed district, and they'll trade those credits in. Yeah. Right. I wouldn't do that, but, you know. All right, here we go, people. Here we go. Y'all already know I got my motherfucking cheat sheets and shit up. And if you don't know how to get a cheat sheet, go to www.byki.com and get you a cheat sheet. Yeah. There we go. Dobro utro. Yeah. I knew it was one. Dobro utro. Yeah. Fucking right. That's Macedonia. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Zdrabo. Zdrabo. Yeah, there you go. Zdrabo, Oh, what happened? She done fell out
on. Oh,
hi.
Yeah.
What happened? You fell out? You on Skype or something?
No, I'm not. But you know my cell phone out here. You know the receptions, Millie. How many times did my phone cut out? Like, seriously, 20 times in one conversation.
I got great news for you because I know you're going to be happy.
What?
You know Mel Gibson's coming back to Australia. It is punk ass time, but get the fuck up out of here.
That's
get your ass out of here. Get your ass out of here.
That's all we need. Another
glass back over there.
Aussie motherfucker. I don't
know. A drunk at that. A fucking super pill pop head. Drunk.
Yeah, I know.
All kind of shit, man. Good Lord. He
that's
just went from
Aussies
sugar to
like.
Shit, man.
They're all the fucking same. Anyway, whatever.
Uh-oh.
It's all good.
I'm a realtor for a piece of real estate. Hold on, people. I got to advertise my piece of real estate. Hold on. 525 Real Estate out of the Bay Area. 10741 Pig Turd Alley. And, Amador City, California. Yeah, that's Pig Turd Alley. I need to hurry up and sell. Hell no, nah, Pig Turd Alley. Yeah, nobody gives up in Flukinanny. What happened to Paul Hogan? Is he moving back? He's trying to get rid of his ass, too. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Paul Hogan, I don't know. Didn't he marry some fucking American chick out there?
Get out of here, plastic face. Rubber face, get out of here.
Doesn't he look terrible?
Freaking rubber face,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't he look fucking disgusting? Oh, my God. Seriously.
You got a rubber. Hey, aside that, you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I know. That's not a knife. This is a knife. That's
yeah. Well, I mean, have you seen him lately, like after his American transformation?
I was browsing Google at the moment for images, so...
They gonna have some.
Who's that? He looks absolutely terrible. Oh, my God.
He's getting old, yeah.
Damn, Steven.
All right,
I have people birthdays on that one and shit. God, damn.
Oh my God, can you turn it off?
Yeah, people, this is a throwback. Let me put y'all on mute. We're going to listen to this, goddammit. Y'all is forced to listen.
You're crazy.
There we go.
Well, happy pre-birthday, baby. Happy pre-birthday. The official day is 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Going down. 2 hours and 2 hours and 2 hours.
Yeah, people, we'll speak languages back then.
Too. Yeah.
Like, what the hell did I just say?
This is an old recording, people. What you're listening to is an old recording of Miss Tasha Triple X's birthday bash that we did.
Adventure, 12 Hours of Mayhem will be popping off. Tuesday, we will have Juton in the building.
Shout out to Juton, too. I almost forgot about that. We still be playing Get At Me on this motherfucker. On this Muda Maker.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I fucking am. I'm dying.
Okay.
And I also have a recording of Tasha rapping live on the show. I'll be playing that a little later.
And we're not going to name any names. But we have to build the empire back up, and we will build our third world empire back up. Well, international, not third world, actually. But we're going to build it back up, man. Shit. Freaking hate
you guys are muted right now. If you're not talking to yourselves, should let you know.
Good. Pumping some tracks up in here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I got some good music coming. It's going down, people. It is going down. Yeah, man. Oh, I got to put the hammer
on. How are you this morning, Kelly?
Was that what happened?
I said, how are you this morning?
Oh, well, I am blessed and unstressed, half naked and no fake it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess ain't nobody want to know that.
Oh, explain to what happened. Glad he's not aware as to what happened.
Oh man, we've been shitted on. The old original Triple X, Miss Thompson Triple X has been discontinued for some fucking reason. Don't ask, we can't tell, cause we don't know our damn selves. So yeah. They canceled the account on us, brother. They canceled the fucking account, man. Fucking cancel, you know. But hey, man, shit happens, and you gotta keep it fucking moving and smelling good. You know what I'm saying? Like, This is the real throwback, people. All right, this is a real throwback.
And it's
all good. I guess they didn't want to know what's going on. But I guess they are gonna get guest bombed if you come in here with that bullshit. Guess you better go sign up. We'll play that shit. All right.
But even back then, we didn't play that shit.
Let me see what I got for you, Hamlin Biz. Here we go. Got some Hamlin Biz.
Goofy Boop.
Currently uploading some new music to get her back on track. You know what I'm saying? We
got to. Hey, you still got that show, Tasha?
Put all goddamn good.
Yeah.
In there for
I do.
Oh, okay. Okay. You been doing it?
On us.
No, I haven't. I haven't done it since. Do you want to know the last show I did was literally in.
Yeah, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Shout beginning out of Easy October Rider. Before I came
you know
out to the States.
All right, people, enough of that. Y'all want to goddamn check it out. Y'all go back and look up Natasha's birthday bash. That's the June 15th, 2009 version right there. 12-hour marathon, though. I mean, you have to go to a couple of different shows to actually, you know what I'm saying, follow along with the fuck going on. I did 4 hours, and then I think I did four.
I think you did four, and I did four on my show, and Goofy did four, and Steady J did a couple as well.
Yeah. We did 16 hours. We did 16 fucking hours, people. I mean, from 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we partied, networked, and had a good-ass fucking time show to show to show. And, I mean, we carried every audience from one show to the next, all the way till 5 fucking o'clock in the morning.
And I fell asleep halfway through.
The world. Yeah, you know. Got to say hello. Steam was building up. Steam built up and then it'll... We was losing them along the way. We was crunk now from about 12 to about 12, we was crunk. I mean, we was on fire.
Yeah.
After 12, the fire started doing a little bit. The wood started to get a little wet. And, started to lose a couple of people. But for the most part...
Room for 24 hours.
Yeah, but for the most part...
I was in a hotel room that time. Because I got the hotel out for the actual whole weekend. So like 4 or 5 days for myself, like a party. And I spent 24 hours partying with y'all. And Jutan, oh my God. I think that was my first
episode with them.
I was so excited. They're doing really good. Like, they've just opened up their a studio in New Jersey. And, they're actually running it, their studio. And they're doing really, really well. They've got some awesome artists coming through and, recording new songs. And they're doing awesome. They've just come back again from... I can't remember. Somewhere. They went away for a while. They're actually on a Philadelphia show. Like, it's called The 10 Show. It's on NBC in Philadelphia or something. And they're in a competition at the moment, and they've just made top 5. So hopefully they go all the way and win it. But, I can't watch it because, of course, it blocks everything out in my region. My side of the world, I should say.
Well, look up on YouTube. Always have a probably re-recording of it. So you can check out the YouTube.
I could definitely.
Oh, Jutan, people. We gave a lot of support to these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Jutan is J-U-T-A-U-N. And Miss Tasha Triple H is one that turned us on to them. You know what I'm saying? Nice R&B, hip-hop type group. You know what I'm saying? Out of New Jersey. And been doing their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing their thing. You know what's going on now. Yeah, they've been doing their thing. No, people, we back live. I know that I'm fucked up everybody. Like, God damn, what the hell is going on? I know I just heard an old recording, a new recording, a re-recording, a pre-recording. God damn, who's recording? Oh, and we're back
live. Hey, where's your co-host? Is he still on the line?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh no! You mean Sinai? My bad. Are you talking about Timmy? You know, I got a lot of co-hosts. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone left his on the hill from the last time he was took over my show and shit. He left his retarded dude on here and shit. But, yeah, you know, man. Motherfucker always getting in the way. You run
Yay!
Around. You know what I'm saying? Yay! Get your ass out of the way.
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know, that's what he keep telling, too. He pushing buttons and all that. Timmy, we got somebody, Helen, to get on up in this mofo flipper. Can you beam him up, please?
Timmy!
All right, 965, what's happening?
Miss All the Way turned up in the building.
I thought I recognized that number. Miss All the Way turned up is in the building, people. Shout out to Poetic Soul. You know, Poetic, I might be fucking it up, but, you know, that's what party has to do. All the way turned up. What's up, baby?
Homosexuals got their rights. Felons, we going to get our rights, too. It's going down. We about to kick off the millions and the marches coming to your neighborhood soon. If you tired of being unemployed, if you just tired of being tired, well, guess what? It's now time to turn it all the way up. We got it. We set the fires a bunch of days behind. Politicians, we are U.S. season now. Be very quiet. I'm hunting politicians.
Wow. I used to hunt politicians until I got skeeted on. You know what I'm saying?
Skate.
Oh.
It's a great day. Metro coming on board with us and some other folks out here. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. If you want to become a millionaire, sell a million bottles of water. It's as simple as that. Old Smelly, I done ran into your teacher, the one that taught you how to become Mr. Smell So Good. But, he doing out there doing his own thing, so he ain't touch base.
Okay. I don't know who that is because I taught everything to myself.
You ain't teach yourself, you taught yourself how to make them incense and them oils?
Oh, no, you taking it way back. I know you're talking about Mr. Joseph.
Yeah, well,
that's what you taught me.
That's who I ran into. He said he was your teacher.
Yeah, old school man with some dark glasses on. I know that's what he's still wearing and shit.
He from up north. He riding around selling incense and oils. And I said, I'm going to call you Mr. Smell So Good. And I said, my homeboy, Mr. Smell So Good. And he said, I taught him everything he knows.
Yeah, but he got into some motherfucking trouble and tried me and shit, so I had to stop vibing with him. Anybody who called you from a motherfucking jail cell, tell them, man, I need your information. And a nigga don't know your information? Yeah. That ought to tell you something. So when a motherfucker calls you talking about, man, I need your social security number, oh, that's red flags off top. You know what I'm saying? You call and ask for my numbers? Hell no, I ain't talking about my phone number.
What'd you say, Smelly? You were born at night, not last night.
Man, seriously, though, he was involved in some, like, I don't know what the fuck he got involved in, some shit out of state, out of town, out of some goddamn well. And he got his ass, and he was like, man, I need your ass. But see, a bitch already had my information, and identity theft is the number one shit that's going on down here. Bitches will steal your identity with no problem. And reuse your shit, use your name and all this shit. You might be motherfucking 100 pounds and this bitch 400 pounds. Don't look nothing like it. If that bitch got your information, they gonna motherfucking use it. And you can ask all my cousins who are 300 pounds and done use my goddamn name and gotten the fuck away with it.
Then you got to be all up in a bunch of mix up and shit like that. But you know, as our society is the best detectives, you know, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure stuff out. But this is what Bell Bondsley told me. They say they're going to find you because you're going to slip up somewhere along the line. You're going to get your electricity turned on or something going to get turned on. You got to have some kind of mail out here. But at the very least, I just want to put it in the air.
Oh, no, they got you now. Because you got to have two forms of address verification just to update your address for your ID, not your license, your ID.
I, And I ain't did that yet. Yeah, they arrested me the other night. Now, check this out. See, this is what I'm trying to tell these citizens out here. Why we worried about every damn thing but the right thing. They are now charging $35 to book you in to the county jail here. $35. You go in there with your $50 for your TO bill, you coming out with $15 if you coming out. Now, $35. Where is this $35 going to? Why is nobody? Now, forget that. Why in December was I falsely arrested? Where my money at? Where's my bond money? See, we as citizens, we just keep sitting back and just keep getting more dick up the ass. More government, city, council, state, dick up the ass. But it's time for them to get some of this good dick. So citizens out there, wherever you at in the world, understand one thing. We are their boss. It is now time for us to assert ourselves and to get this right. Because guess what? All of everything that's wrong didn't just get this way overnight. It's these educated folks out here with degrees and all this knowledge. Guess what? Everything's messed up. I got a little echo in the background. I'm a log back in.
Oh, okay. It's all good. I don't hear nothing. What the? What the hell? This is what happens, people. When you just, you know, bring people on without actually beeping them in first and shit. Damn it, bring her ass on there. What the hell? God damn, Heavenly Agent, what the hell is going on?
I didn't even push the number one to get in.
Well, you ain't got the shit. You know goddamn well you ain't got to push no buttons up on this show here. Your ass is coming in. Your ass is coming in.
Oh, we back.
Okay. Yeah, we got Heavenly Angel on the phone. Let me introduce everybody there, everybody. All right? Starting at the top, all the way from Perth, Australia, we have Miss Tasha, Triple X.
Yeah.
All right. And then taking this.
All right, Dingo.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, koala biscuits. Goddammit, it's koala biscuits.
Koala.
And dingo butter. Yeah, dingo butter and koala biscuits. and then we go across the world. Oh, yeah. You know you want some dingo butter.
Some corny
butter,
U.S. humor. That's some corny U.S. humor.
Some dingo butter. Let me put all this dingo butter on your back, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh,
wait. Bloomin' onion.
Woman, we don't speak Australian. We speak Macedonian. We dobro Australian up in here. You know what I'm saying?
That's my corny attempt at Australian accent, mate.
Thank you, Mike.
But, you know, it's funny how you say bloomin'. It's actually bloomin'. We actually say bloomin' onion.
Okay, I stand corrected. Now I know how to say it.
Bloomin' onion.
I like the way you say it. It's cute. I like it.
It's country as hell. Bloomin' onion.
I love it.
Give me one of those bloomin' onions.
I'm going to go to Outback Steakhouse and correct everybody's order when they order it. I'm going to say it.
Well, Outback ain't no real motherfucking steakhouse. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no Australian shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's the McDonald's.
That's true.
Goddamn Foster's ain't a goddamn Australian beer. Ain't the fucking Australian word for beer. Unless it's for piss beer.
We don't know. We ain't world travel like you.
Well, hey, I'm trying to goddamn world travel you. You know what I'm saying? That's what this radio show is for, all right? So listen. My next co-host, you know what I'm saying, is Mr. Cyanide out of the Netherlands. And we all live over in the Netherlands. That's Dutch country, people. For all y'all that don't know, it's Dutch country. Home of the legal smoking weed. So
marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana. All right, then we go over here. Hold on, woman. I got to introduce you to the world. Now, I mean the world.
The world.
And you got Miss Heavenly Angel that just swept up under the back door. You know what I'm saying? She representing Washington, not Washington Dicks on Chicks, or Washington. What the hell was it? The crackheads. Is that what it was?
Drunken crackheads?
Yeah. What was it?
The drunken crackheads?
Yeah, there you go. Drunken crackheads. Where? What? See, that's why I like talking to other countries, because they can always come up with some good shit for your country, just like I can, too. But, yeah. And then we got Miss All the Way Turned Up, up in this mofo flipper, representing the 81 Trizzy. You know what I'm saying? This is she's a everything down here for Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Political activist, community activist, hood activist. She's just active, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need, people that want to be active and not rolling around their goddamn larks sitting on their motherfucking easy walkers.
Sitting on their motherfucking bunghole, and they smell like bunghole because all they talking is shit.
And then last but not least, you know what I'm saying, my Blaxican homeboy from San Jose, California, straight low records on Goofy Boy.
Oh, I'm up in this motherfucker.
Oh,
okay. You didn't push one either, huh?
Hell no. Ain't no one. I ain't got no one on this goddamn ship. Shit, your ass is here. Your ass is here. I ain't all that shit in the chat room if you don't want to talk.
Got beamed up, huh?
Hell, I'd do it. Your ass is going to get what?
What's up, people?
Beamed up.
What's up,
hey, how's it going?
Cali started it. We all going to be smoking free soon, that medical marijuana bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the medical marijuana, because if they can make it legal, then you can go to your homeboy and, you know what I'm saying, finally give him that High Times book on how to really grow the shit. And then y'all go ahead and sit down to put together that goddamn fruity pebblicious fish eyes mix. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Invest in hydro, that's where it's going, solar and hydro, get on board, put your dollars out, invest.
You say solar, well, yeah, you need solar power so you won't be, you know, registering on the grid and shit, you know what I'm saying, for using all them goddamn watts. But, what the f*** is that?
America is broke, but the sun is free. There's plenty of sun out here, and you see the state of Florida ain't got no solar nowhere going on. Because they so greedy. That's why they so broke right now.
Yeah, that is real. That is
so
confused.
Wait a minute.
What? Yeah, they don't use solar power down here. How the hell the hottest motherfucking, one of the hottest states out of the states, and you don't, and that we got 90% sunshine, that you don't use no solar power to control shit?
Damn.
Except for the court. Wait a minute. Except for the courthouse, who has just had $1 billion worth of solar panels installed on top of the motherfucking courthouse so they can cut down so-called energy use inside the courthouse. If you stop illegally bringing bitches up in the courthouse, you wouldn't need no motherfucking solar panels and all that shit. And you can shut that goddamn courthouse down. Of course, it's not going to happen, and I'm dreaming.
Wow, you know, out here this summer, they've actually told everybody in, like, Perth, Australia, I don't know if it's Australia-wide or not, but they're actually installing solar panels on every single house, whoever wants them. The government's actually doing it for free for them.
You got a real government. Wow.
Solar power. Duh.
What the fuck?
And they're doing it for free. You see what I'm saying? Where the fuck is our government at in our time of economic, you know what I'm saying, stress? When we had the, you know what I'm saying?
How not to spend more money. They spending more money trying to figure out how they fucked up and how to spend more money. That's what they doing. But I want to put this out here to you guys. How you doing? My name is Flavor, better known as Joanna Williams, and I am the Harriet Tubman of the felons. And guess what? Our government is spending billions of taxpayer dollars on anti-crystal meth prevention and not spending one dime on crack cocaine. Crack cocaine is number one reason why 85% of people are in prison and why people are in drug rehabs. And the federal government took Sudafed sinus pills off the shelf because they said it makes crystal meth. Well, baking soda makes crack. So I have a no baking soda equals no crack law that the entire government has ignored. I've met the drug czar of the United States. I have dealt with the ONDCP, Office of National Drug Control Policy, the governor's office. So I want to put it out there across the airwaves, across the world, that the state of Florida refuses to help get crack cocaine off the street. So y'all out there, y'all stop serving up y'all crack and stop serving up y'all asses, because y'all, your flesh is the prophet.
Oh, that.
Well, can I speak? Can I say something?
Go ahead, Blaskin.
Check this out. Our government don't give a rat's ass about us. So I think it's time for us to stop trying to fight these motherfuckers, and we should start burning these motherfuckers down. Because,
oh, Lord,
to be honest with you, it's a cycle. Now, if they took away crack cocaine and crystal meth and all that other stuff, then what else are they going to be fighting? Nothing.
We ain't going to burn nothing. We just going to fire them. That's how we burn them. We burn them by firing them. That's how we get these fools. We get them out of office.
So tell me, how do you fire a government official?
You vote. You get the peoples to vote for somebody else. See, this is the only country where you can fuck up and still keep your motherfucking job. See, these fools ain't the king or queen. They ain't the England. Over in England, they appointed to those positions. That's their birthright. Here in America, we elect them. We hire them. So that's what the people need to wake up. We want marijuana legalized. Remember, they had prohibition. Motherfuckers had liquor legal. Then they made it illegal. Then they made it legal again. These motherfuckers don't know what they want to do, but they got murder legal abortion. They got homicide, right? So guess what? God is cursing this country. You cannot be a country under God and have murder on the books and homosexuality, what God hate above all sin. And I'm going to let y'all marinate on that. Peace.
Well, the root of all evil is money, and that's what it's all about with the government. So,
well, we got a long road, people. Before you said talking about getting the government out, I mean, you got to understand who the fuck is the government. Motherfuckers, you easily say we need to get motherfuckers out, but you can't easily identify who the fuck you have to get out. Yeah, I mean, you got to figure that out first. Who are you talking about? I mean, most don't even know who their own House of Representatives is, who their own state senator is, who their own state representation is. Because that's the only person you need to be worrying about. You don't need to worry about the goddamn Democrat from Arkansas if you ain't from fucking Arkansas and the words that he's speaking. Because he's speaking for Arkansas. He's not speaking for your state. So, you know what I'm saying? For the state. I'm not, you know, of course, we got other countries on here that don't know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to states, because y'all got provinces and all this other kind of stuff. So, that's on a whole nother legality issue. You know what I'm saying? But here, when we have states and we got leadership that's supposed to represent the states, you know what I'm saying? And then they go up to Tallahassee and then they take from Tallahassee and they go over to Washington. You know what I'm saying? These are the people that you need to readily identify with. I mean, if you can't get them out of office, shit, who the fuck are you firing? You know what I'm saying? The Republican from Nebraska? The fuck? He ain't got nothing to do, you know what I'm saying, with Florida. He ain't got nothing to do with California. Nor does he have anything to do with Washington.
Are all your laws in every single state different?
Hell yeah. Just like we sitting here saying that Washington, you know what I'm saying, weed is semi-legal. Why California is down there going all legal. Why Florida, you get caught with a fucking, well, last night when we got pulled over, I almost went to jail for a half a blunt if they would have found it.
We were 50,000 people short of the ballot to go for falls voting to vote marijuana legally in Washington State. Woo, spit that out.
Man, 50,000 people short, people, and we don't even know how down here to get this shit on the ballot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are the key things we have to work out within ourselves, you know what I'm saying, the proper chain of commands on how to really start affecting shit. If you want something, go out there and first vote on this shit before you get mad and say, oh, man, they ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to give a chance for the shit to get turned down. But I mean, I'm just speaking as far as my state. You know what I'm saying? You can't ask any average citizen, you know what I'm saying, how do we motherfucking file a petition, you know what I'm saying, to legalize marijuana? They ain't finna tell you because they don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I find it. They had people out in the streets, you know, at the storage fronts, asking people to sign it. But I don't believe that they didn't. I don't believe that they were short 50,000 people. I just think it's all a con, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's a con. When it comes to marijuana, you always going to have an overwhelming majority. Even motherfuckers who don't smoke pot will be sitting up there voting on that shit because they have friends and families that smoke pot, and they know the effects, and they see the effects, or the effects that it doesn't have, that is, of the marijuana compared to other heavy drugs, such as alcohol, which is the most dangerous legal drug out there besides cigarettes. Well, yeah. And over-the-counter drugs. Now, you know, when you come down here and you buy a can of air to clean out your computer, do you know you got to show ID?
Well, they don't want no huffers.
You got to show ID to buy a can of air because these little stupid-ass motherfuckers going to the store, yeah, and they doing what they call huffing. And they huff goddamn anything. It don't matter, though, how you build, put a ban on ammonia. You can't ban ammonia because a bitch want to stick their fucking nose in it. You know what I'm saying? You can't ban gasoline because a stupid motherfucker want to put his nose in it and sniff it up. You know what I'm saying? That's like banning dog shit. If somebody get high off of dog shit, you know what I'm saying? What, you going to close the dog's ass up? You know what I'm saying? And make him stop shit? You know, close his ass up. Close his ass up. He's shitting too much. They're getting high off the shit. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
You're getting high off this shit. Man, but this is what we're dealing with.
They ain't getting high, they're getting stupid. More stupider.
Hey, smoking the shit. You know what I'm saying? We'll do that to you. You know? Oh, well, yeah, and see, this is the catch-22. Okay, so I say, you know, air is you know, saying damn near, it's not banned, but you got to, you know, you got to have whatchamacallit. But in Singapore, you know what I'm saying, you know, chewing gum is banned.
Where?
You know what I'm saying? Chewing regular fucking bubble gum. Blowing big bubbles and all that shit, and then it pop all over your face and all that. Yeah.
Well, it is bad for your teeth.
Okay, so is the goddamn fluorine, the fluoride that they got in your motherfucking water.
You know, that's right.
They ain't taking that shit out.
Ain't getting
nope.
Cigarettes over there.
Did you have a birthday party?
No, I'm at my friend's house, and my grandson's with me today, so he's doing a play date right now.
A play date?
A play date.
That's gorgeous.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Oh, smelly.
Right.
That's cute. Oh, that's
better,
how old is he?
Better watch him. Better watch him.
Got his two little friends.
Yeah, I bet.
Come on now.
How old is he?
My grandson's 4, and his buddy is 4. They're only 2 weeks apart, and then his brother is 3.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, where's the female at with all this play dating going on?
Well, there is a little baby here, too.
Hey, lady, we don't swing like that, although that's the American way.
I'm the only lady here.
Oh. Well, that don't even sound right, play dating with the little ones.
Yeah, they got a stay-at-home daddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a great father. You know Tank. I you introduced you to him.
Two little
friend
friends.
Tank.
Right. Say hello to my two little friends.
My little friends. That's right. Say hello to my big friends.
Okay. Right. None of this conversation is going anywhere in the right direction, people. Damn, they're really tearing it up in there. They is tearing it up.
We're outside, yeah.
Put them on the phone.
Finally, we're going to have 80-degree weather today.
What? That's what I'm talking about. Everybody,
Oh, groovy, baby.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we got some good weather, people, because it's already, what is it, 90-something degrees here? We're at,
ooh, wow.
Yeah. Well, no, it ain't even 90 yet. We gonna blow up now. We ain't because it's supposed to be raining, so we overcast
wow.
right now. So it's just yeah, like it's 80.
Oh, that's
it's feeling
right.
good.
It's fucking hot over
good.
There.
Yeah. What is it in Australia right now? What is it?
It's probably I don't know about 38,
40 degrees. 38. Celsius.
Yeah. No, Fahrenheit.
It's
probably about 3 or 4 degrees Celsius.
So that's cold then. So y'all actually in wintertime?
It's winter, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
in
right.
Australia?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah.
right. They because they completely the opposite time zones of us people.
That's right.
So when we are in summer, they're in winter. We're in, you know. Yeah. Which adds diversity to this whole conversation, you know what I'm saying? Because who the fuck is in 38-degree weather right now? Nowhere.
I have double temperature, 77 at the moment.
Oh, yeah, you got that good perfect number on that 77. That's what I'm talking about, 77.
Same like yesterday.
Come on.
What are you doing? You want to listen to the radio show?
Who?
I thought you said, come on. I thought you hadn't jumped up on that.
Oh, no, 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 no. I was talking to one of the boys here.
Oh,
wow. We're battering up here.
Oh, so what you got planned for the kids? I mean, where's the dad at? Where's the stay-at-home dad?
Dad's in the house with the one-year-old daughter. I'm out in the yard with the kids.
Oh, okay. Now, don't you got allergies?
Me?
Yeah,
I do.
And that being outside don't fuck with your allergies and stuff?
Yeah, it does, but I took some medicine today.
I'm not talking
you know?
About the marijuana.
No, not that.
Oh. Hold on, kids, I gotta take my medicine.
No, they don't get to see that.
Oh. What's that for, Gammy? You know, that's how they come up with different words and shit. They can't never say what they're granny and all of them. Gammy, what is that? Don't worry about it. It's my medication. You know. I'm a bad influence. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we about to get into something extra special, man, which I actually haven't done in a long time with my other co-host right there, you know what I'm saying? She was the first originator of the SOS edition of the original show, and I'll get into that
God.
A little later on.
SOS.
yeah, I'll make that part of the nutty dude. I'll make that part of the
Ruby
nutty dude.
Baby.
Oh yeah. What's going down,
that's
people? Going to bring y'all the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. We had Perth on the news, matter of fact. The other day, show up there. Shout out to Perth. I forgot what the hell we had you on the news.
I don't remember too.
Yeah. Hello. Hey. All right, people, y'all know what time
while
it is.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love that one. All right, let's kick up the porn music, and let's get into a little nutty news. How about that? Everybody ready?
Ready. I'm always ready.
Okay. A lot of sexual innuendos coming from your way,
Starting with an S.
Yeah, you know.
Not going there. Not
hot over here.
Going there. I understand. We're all hot. Because it's summertime. Don't know what yours is. Oh, yeah.
Australia, of course.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's cool.
Ooh.
She's cool over there. Yeah. Check this out, people. Doesn't get any better than this one. Shouts out to all my family down in Fort Lauderdale. That's where I left at over the past weekend. And didn't know this happened because I didn't go to the church. Definitely not a Catholic church. But, yeah. Burglar used cross to pry open church poor boxes.
Wow.
If you're definitely going to hell, you've earned that ticket.
I guess you forgot the crowbar.
Oh, yeah. A Florida man who allegedly used a crucifix to break into a donation box at a Catholic church in Fort Lauderdale was charged today with burglary in connection with the heist last month. And put your dumbass name out there, George Horn, 48 years old. Anybody know him, see him, please slap him in his face. Allegedly broke a window to gain access to St. John's Catholic Church on June 26th. And while inside, he took a crucifix from the altar and used it as a pry bar to open the donation box under a stand filled with devotional candles.
They empty those every day, I guess. So,
you feel me? And he got candles, people. He got a little bit more than that. You know what I'm saying? Cause
he's getting an award?
He's getting an award, people.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And basically for not finding anything, you know what I'm saying? Because most crooks break into shit and they you know, find something of valuable, which he didn't, you know what I'm saying? So subsequently, you get the second award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That makes you feel so good. Yeah. Drink it in. So good. All right, people. Get the porn back on. You know what I'm saying? Groovy porn music. All right. Let's go over here to, anybody know what a BMW is?
A Beamer? A car?
It used to be. Now it's a big Mexican woman.
Oh, wow.
Big Mexican woman to help Afghans go AWOL. Yeah. How the hell? BMW, a loose network of Mexican American women. I don't know, see how they say loose, but all righty then. Some of whom may be illegal immigrants have been responsible for helping numerous Afghan military deserters go AWOL from an Air Force base in Texas. Many of the Afghans, with the women's assistance, have made their way to Canada. The whereabouts of others remain unknown. Some of the men have been schooled by the women in how to move around the U.S. without any documentation. Wow. Thank you, the Harriet Tubmans of the Mexican underground.
Wow.
That gives a whole different meaning to I'd like to take a ride in my BMW.
Ride.
Yeah, take funny.
Take a ride on my BMW.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to ride my BMW. What Goofy
Bone
had? What Goofy Bone had? I want to see if Goofy Bone had a BMW.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I got a Charger. No, we're not talking about that one. Right. Okay, people, breathe. Everybody breathe. Don't need any pass out.
Funny.
All right, Bloomingdale Township, down the road in Michigan. A turkey buzzard hits and kills motorcyclists. And I believe that. If you've seen these big ass fucking birds, they are a scary sight. Yeah. 18-year-old motorcyclist died when he was struck in the chest by a turkey buzzard.
Wow. Now that is nutty.
What the fuck is that?
A turkey buzzard is like a big ass condor. It's a big ass bird. That's all I can say. It's a big ass bird, and it's been replacing a lot of our birds here.
You know that that's scary to hear that, because that almost happened to a friend of mine. He was driving on a bicycle, and there was a big predator bird going for a prey on the other side of the road. And the bird saw the motorcycle, and he had to brake, else he would have hit him on full speed on the motorcycle. So it's kind of scary to hear that news.
Oh, yeah. Dylan Matthew Reed was driving a 2007 Kawasaki east on CR-380 near 39th and a half Street around 12:45 p.m. Middle of the afternoon, people. God damn. When a turkey buzzard flew into him and caused him to lose control, the Bloomingdale man went off the road, hit some trees, and died at the scene.
Wow.
Oh,
damn.
Boy, look at him. All right, people, well, we got an award for him, too. You know what I'm saying?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Oh, now to get one last shot. You know what I'm saying? There you go, brother. All right, man. Yeah, damn. You never know how you're going to die, people. You never fucking know how you're going to die. That's why you got to live every day like it's your fucking last. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody while you can. Say your I love yous and goodbyes now. Because there's no such thing as later.
I love you.
Oh, well, yeah, I love you too, girl. You know what I'm saying? You could call me later
love
on
y'all.
Because of that. You know what I'm saying? But, Hey, I love everybody, man. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I love you too.
Oh, give me a big wet one right there. Oh, yeah, people. Have you seen those lips? That's what I'm talking about.
You better stop.
Oh, sorry. I forgot we was on the radio. You know what I'm saying? We're still on the radio. Is this thing on? Hello, is this thing on?
No, it's not. We can't hear you. You go ahead.
All right. In New York. Now, come on, people. Let me ask you something. Would you buy the fucking breast implants from Marilyn Monroe?
Hell no.
Hell no.
I mean, would you buy the goddamn circumcised meat off of Elvis Presley?
No. That's nasty.
Like, what the fuck, people? In New York, autopsy tools used on Elvis to go up for auction. Fucking serious. Y'all fucking serious, people. Yeah. Autopsy tools used to embalm and prepare Elvis Presley's body for his funeral in 1977 and a toe tag used on the singer for identification purposes are set to go under the hammer at a Chicago auction house. The instruments go up for sale at Leslie Hindman Auctioneers include rubber gloves, forceps, lip brushes, a comb and eyeliner, needle injectors, an arterial tube, and aneurysm hooks, all of which the auction house say were used only once. I mean, like, they were supposed to be used over and over and over again. Right.
I got another one for you. They auctioned the ashes of a cremated cat yesterday, and they paid $12,000 for it.
Oh, wow.
Hey, no fucking way. Well, I gotta put my dog. You know what I'm saying? That was a good cooter. Hey, I wanna cremate my cooter and keep it forever.
Well, the cat was called Frisky, and he has been on a UK TV show on the intro of it. So
pretty
that
sure
was
the cat was Frisky. That's the way it got to the top. Oh. My lad, people. Jesus, what is going on, people? What is going on with the world? And I mean the world.
And you know what that happened, right?
Oh, in the nuttiest place on the planet.
Yep, indeed.
Oh. Damn, boy, how you? Anyway, that ain't, well, you know, I read with the old lady who kept her damn husband and then kept her damn sister in the goddamn house for 10 years and shit, embalmed and shit, like, okay. Yeah. Paris and Gay Paris. Ha ha ha. Wee wee wee. All that
my chérie.
Pepe Le Pew type shit. Yeah, there you go. Air France attendant is held for robbing passengers. Damn, boy, it's getting serious now, boy, huh? I mean, damn, if the flight attendants are robbing and shit. Damn. French police have arrested an Air France stewardess on suspicion of stealing thousands of euros in cash, cards, and jewelry as passengers slept on long-haul flights. Police investigating thefts over several months on flights between France and the Far East picked up the 47-year-old attendant identified as Lucy R. Okay. After she landed from Tokyo. Damn.
Wow.
That's fucked up. You sleeping. And it's been, I mean, I wonder what she was doing, going through the overhead compartments or something. I mean, like.
Well, I guess
you,
not everybody's
yeah.
sleeping. How can you pull that?
That's
off?
What I'm saying. So how do you, how the hell. Well, I mean, why, well, anyways, why would you suspect somebody robbing them shit? If you see an air flight attendant come and take somebody's bag out of the overhead compartment and walk it up to the front, that don't look suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That don't look suspicious. Yeah, they could say the bag was too big and I gotta put it up here. You know what I'm saying? To pick it up after you get off the plane, which they have done, which they do. They keep bags, certain bags that are too big. You know what I'm saying? They keep them back there where the stewardess and shit be at. So that says you motherfuckers are going through people's shit.
That's it, Mark.
Yes,
probably. Hold on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Might not get noticed when it happens itself, but when the complaints come in that people have lost things and stuff, they will put one-on-one together. So,
well, yeah, that's why they're starting to do the investigation. She probably, well, she when she got to the thousands, she was probably getting away with, you know what I'm saying, a couple of hundred. But, you know, greed kicks in, you know what I'm saying, when you think nobody ain't paying attention to you. And, you know, shit catches up with you, and that's what ended up happening.
Mm-hmm.
Shit just caught up with him. Damn, that's fucked up, though. Well, let me give you your award first of all, people. Let's see what she gets.
Keep lying.
Yeah, she gets fired on a day off.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean,
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
Yeah. And we stress.
Hold on.
Get your ass over here. Oh, sorry. No, you're talking to the kid. Get your old ass. Get over here, you little turd. Get over here. Oh, shit. Get in the corner. Oh,
little
sorry, people. Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, they gotta grow up from turds to maggots. You know what I'm saying? Then from maggots to grown kids, you know what I'm saying? But they got to graduate first. They just don't become that. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what Major Payne say. You know, that's what he tell us. You turds got to grow into maggots. Do you understand me? Well, bad impression. I'm sorry, people. Bad impression. Check this out. I got to take one quick break, man, and because the fucking nutty news won't give me no more news because I don't know what is happening. So, being that I have Ms. Tasha XXX on the line anyways, Let's play her favorite song, Get At Me. This is Utah, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Hot R&B hip-hop group out of New Jersey. It's going down real big. Shouts out to them. And we're coming right back. It's live with the Metal Dude of the Day. Now one more for you people. One more.
No girls to notice enough for them, you know. I get crazy in time them see a man, you know. And them get hot in time them see a man. I want thing me I tell you, sir. Brag upon them, man. Bust upon them. Watch ya. 24-1-7-10. Too long. You know, stop mad your matey all direction. 24-1-7-10. Too long. You know, stop mad your matey all direction. Matey mad again. New brand dress I kill them. Matey mad again. Brand new shoes to match them. Matey mad again. New hairstyle to test them. Matey mad again. Can't give you no problem. Your mate a try test, but your mate already. Because your mate no she borrow from somebody. Are you your man want time for your matey? I run down your man like she not easy. But for your man I use him, I use your matey. You are the woman a house, so you ever ready. Ya wash and you a cook and keep the place tidy. So right now you can show up on your matey. 24-1-7 take too long. You know stop mad your matey all direction.
24-1-7 takes too long. You know, stop my domain all direction. Come me if it's a girl where him can go a dance. When him a rub and when him a tangle-on. But you as the wife, him carry out a club. Lord my God, a man him kill you with love. Everything where you want, him have to forgive. And you know for your mate, a check negative. She say, leave your man cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her cause everything him a give. Me see my dog again. New brand shoes a kill them. Me see my dog again. New hairstyle say match them. Me see my dog again. Brand new frock a kill them. Me see my dog again. New brand dress say match them. Him buy you a house pan a nice piece of land. The cure your mate you wanna cure how she program. She not get nothing. She's like a bag of ban. I wish she just a do, she just a run down your man. Are you your man love and no want another one? Him give you a son and a daughter, you're no man. That simple mean you are the loving woman. A little later, him put the ring for your hand. 24-1-7 takes too long. You know, stop by your mate all direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. You know, stop by your mate all direction. A serious thing, fi take a girl, man. Now them the type of living is outer. And every poor have a sick outer bush, nah, man. So why the girl that can't go look a next man? Every time them get up a fool round of people, man. But tell your mate, say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. Make coffee, your mate come in like a rang bang. 24-1-7 takes too long. You know, stop my your mate in all direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. You know, stop my your mate in all direction. Mate him mad again, brand new shoes and kill them. Mate him new brand new style to match them. Mate him mad again, brand new dress and kill them. Every outfit you wear, there be no problem. I see queens you wear and them not have it, my friend. The most dear things you wear, them can't buy them. Your man a name brand, you wear the name brand them. And that's why men know you a give them problem. 24-1-7
all right, people.
Too long. You know, stop my your mate in all direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. You know, stop my your mate in all direction. Mate is a girl.
Tenet!
Hit the motherfucker. All right, people, let me say what's up. You know what I'm saying? First of all, what the? Hello?
Hello? I can hear you.
Hello? Oh, I had a double feedback. I don't know what the hell that was.
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, we got a storm coming. We got a storm warning, people. Tropical storm Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? Which is the only thing that we get here. Fuck all the hurricanes and all that shit. Thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm begging for it to hit us and shit. But down here in the Florida area, you know what I'm saying? We get hurricanes and that normally downgrade to tropical storms. So that is in the area. So shouts out to Prophet Jackal for giving us that weather update. And we got Goofy at Boom in the building, you know what I'm saying, alongside Mr. Alexander 84 from Singapore, Upper Gabar, homie. And then we got my Muda Mega. Muda Mega!
Muda
night.
Yeah,
Smiley. Yeah, man. Now, it ain't starting raining here yet. We got the overcast. Let me look outside real quick. Yeah, we got the overcast, and it hasn't quite come down just yet. But it is definitely on its way. Supposed to touch down here probably around 3 o'clock. And you know what I'm saying, all those storms and shit will kick in. Which, you know, it's summertime and shit, you need all the fucking rain you can get. Because, you know, after summer's over with shit, I mean, rain be scarce around these parts. You know what I'm saying? Then they want to talk about water restrictions and all this old gay-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, how the fuck? You tell a person not to water their goddamn lawns whenever the fuck they want to. When you supposed to have a damn water reserve. You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense down here. But every fucking summer they go through the same dumb shit. Talking about don't fucking water your grass and all that old bullshit.
Well, it's the same here. If it gets hot here, they give out the same alarm. Not to overuse
the water restrictions.
The water. Not to overdo it with washing your car. just use a bucket and not the entire hose, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, you got people like do over abuse the situation. Now, I mean, you got a bitch that go outside and if you're a botanist, have any kind of green thumb, you do know that plants do not require water every day. If you water them properly, you don't have to water them shit really but once a week. I mean, if it's a good, strong plant, you know what I'm saying? Now, if it's not, of course, yeah, you but then you still don't need to be outside with a water hose soaking the whole goddamn ground down. You know what I'm saying? And those are the people that they talking about. Or washing your big-ass SUV out in the goddamn... And see, y'all don't have that. See what I'm saying? The thing we got over here in the States, we got a bunch of fucking trucks. I mean, big boy SUVs and shit. You know what I'm saying? You talking about washing that shit, you know, hell, that's like a damn 45-minute job. So 9 times out of 10, the person that's washing that truck isn't cutting the water hose off, isn't just fixing a bucket of soap and a bucket of rinse water, you know what I'm saying, to wash the whole vehicle down. No. They might fix a bucket of soap water, soap the whole thing down, rinse it down, soap the whole thing down, and while they're washing it, they leave the goddamn water hose running, soaking up the whole goddamn either front yard or letting the drive run down the driveway. And that is why we have so many fucking restrictions. You know what I'm saying? But still crazy, man. They don't, businesses still water their shit every night. You know what I'm saying, with local businesses, but then they claim that, oh, that's potable water, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, then, shit, you need to set up potable water systems in people's front yard that automatically come on, and you ain't got to worry about people, you know what I'm saying, overwatering or not watering.
Can you get groundwater over there, or is that all salty water? My parents in the backyard, they drilled for groundwater. They can pump that up. And they use that for the garden and stuff?
Do that over here. That would be illegal in Florida. we have what is called an aquifer underneath our cities, you know what I'm saying? Which is a natural water source, pure water source, spring water. But you only have certain places that have wells, you know what I'm saying, installed to where you get the well water. You know what I'm saying? But that's, you got to go out to like, you know, got to go out. That's not on the inner city. You won't find anybody around here with a well in their backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
I can tell you something
like
about
the rural areas. They will have that.
Quality of the groundwater. We pump that up from 20, 30 meters of depth. So that's water you can drink straight from the hose. So clear is that.
Yeah. That's just like the water that comes out of aquifer. You know what I'm saying? It's clean enough to where you can drink that shit straight up. Which, you know what I'm saying, which brings you to the question, you know, why in the hell, when it comes to bottling water, does it have to go through all of this other kind of shit when it goes through Earth's natural process, you know what I'm saying, coming out the ground? So why you put it back through all this other kind of changes and add all of this shit to it and that shit to it? And then once you get it into the form of a bottled water, you don't know what the fuck is in the bottle.
Time to call somebody from a water salesman.
And what? And get you a well installed?
Yeah, ask why they add all those chemicals to the water. When it's really from a well, it's not needed to purify. It's good to go from the hose.
Well, I mean, from a well point of view, I believe the people with wells, that's what they do. They go in the backyard, pump their shit, you know what I'm saying, go inside and drink their shit. You know, but I mean, still, even with me, boiling water is still the way to go. I mean, you don't know what the fuck they putting into the ground around this motherfucker here. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, it's better be careful. You better be a little weary. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what's all in the water that you're drinking, people. Just, you know, letting you know. All right. Let me beam.
Timmy!
Back in. Thought you was gone for the night, girl. Thought you was gone.
No, 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 not at all. My phone.
It is 1:39 a.m. in the Australian district of Perth.
Ah, that's not too bad. Yes, you don't have to work tomorrow, I guess.
I don't. I have the weekend off, thank God. I work every weekend. I'm like busy every day, every single day, 7 days a week. But this weekend, I have taken time out for myself. And it's my sister's birthday.
What? Yeah. Hey, what's up with, tell her I have a birthday. What's up with, who all I'm missing? Let's see. Let me get a roll call. Eva?
Yeah, Eva. She's doing really good.
Eva. What's up with her? How's she doing?
She's doing fine. She's great. She's engaged to be married. She's planning a wedding. She's doing really well. Everything's working out for her real good.
Wow.
Yeah.
She getting married to Paul Hogan?
Awesome. Yeah, you know.
No.
No, she's not. She's getting married to a Maori guy, a New Zealander. So
I'm from Tampa, brother. But no offense to Miami down there, you know what I'm saying? You got Mr. Jackal, Prophet Jackal, saying that this is a international show, people, which yeah, I'll be trying to tell y'all that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta smoke outside the box, goddammit. I mean, think outside the box. One of them, you know, shit, apply it accordingly, goddammit. Apply it accordingly.
Hey, Sally.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can I just say something about your whole water thing that you were just talking about? Just real quick, and then you can keep talking. We've got water restrictions here too, right? But every single night on the news, they actually say, you know, if your house ends in, you know, numbers 1, 3, and 5, you can water tonight for 20 minutes. And then the next day on the news, they have, you know, if your house and your house number ends in 7, 9, and 0, you can water for 20 minutes. And then the next night, it's like, you know, 2, 4, and 6. So, you know, every single night on the news, they've actually got like every single well, not every number, but like odd numbers and even numbers on the news. And then if that's the number of your house, like if it ends in that number, then you can actually water your garden. So at the end of the day, I think that's a pretty good system, you know, because people usually follow it. And if you don't follow it, then, you know, you get fined $500.
Yeah, we got something like that set up. Yeah. Oh, man.
I think it's pretty good. But anyway, back to what you were saying. I just wanted to say that.
I have to do a Nutty News Wire interjection. Straight out of the UK, people. First of all, shouts out to Jamie Garcia, the whole... wait a minute. I'm getting shows mixed up. That's Jaime Garcia. But shouts out to Jamie from Florida UFOs also, who was restreaming this show on his network, you know what I'm saying? www.paranormalsoup.network.com. So make sure y'all check that out, man. And anybody got Skype, make sure y'all save my information, man. I am on Skype, and that's the best way, you know what I'm saying, to communicate, because pretty soon I'm going to get me one of them goddamn little Google Android droids and shit and pay $36 a year for goddamn Skype to get unlimited, and that's going to be my new cell phone, which I'm kind of, you know, pushing that campaign to a lot of my friends and shit. Because, I mean, damn, it's cheaper to get a $78 goddamn full little mini iPad, you know what I'm saying, touchpad, and use that shit than keep worrying about the, you know, yeah. Well, the EPAB China, they have their own version, the Windows-based version of the iPad. So, you know what I'm saying? But for my purpose, you know, shit, to get off of the grid, people, to get the fuck off the grid, let's go over to the United UK. Because beer is sold in dead animals.
Alrighty.
Yummy.
Nice.
Smells good.
What?
Breathe it in. Goes down smooth.
That's gross, smelly.
Oh, Hold on, let me beam in my Blaxican homeboy.
Timmy!
Not you, Nick. Go ahead, that's a great point.
I didn't know Timmy was a Blaxican homeboy.
No, I was out telling him to get his ass out of the way. Old punk ass.
Okay.
Rolling in the way, trying to steal credits and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Goofy.
You know, Tasha, I dreamt about you the other night.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Got
did
the wrong
you really?
Music on. Put
oh,
porn
yes,
music
I did.
On.
When you called me the other day, my heart just dropped. And you lucky Miss
really?
Computer Lady was on the line because I would have just attacked you.
Oh, shit.
Continue on with your conversation, please.
Oh, shit. What you dreaming
we're not
about,
here.
Snoopy Bone and I love Miss Tasha Triple X.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, pork-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking.
Hey, you want to know something?
What's
you want to know something?
What's
I've
that?
Lost 40 pounds. Do you know that?
You know what, Tasha? It don't matter if you lose or gain or whatnot. You still fine as fuck, baby.
Right.
Remember that.
Thanks,
shit.
Baby. Thank you.
But
I'm just saying,
losing,
I've lost
losing pounds.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, but congratulations. You know what I'm saying? I guess that, you know, I don't know. It, you know.
Yeah, that's a milestone right there, because I know when I try to lose 40 pounds, fuck, that took me like almost 3 years.
Yeah. No, I'm still going, though, and I'm doing really, really good. So,
on that. So what are you doing?
Gregory
are you,
diet?
Are you doing walks? Are you on a diet? Or are you...
I don't know. Nothing's really changed. A little of my diet. Like, I never really used to eat a lot of crap anyway, but, like, I've started fully exercising a lot more than what I was because I'm always busy and I'm not as home as much as what I used to be. It's just kind of dropped off without even trying, so it's good. Yeah.
So, Miss Tasha, the world wants to know, are you single or are you taken?
I am actually single.
Oh.
Still. Yeah.
I still got a chance.
Deal. All right. Well.
You still got a chance, baby.
Well, I got a chance before I get married to this computer lady.
That's a joke, people. That's
hold
a
on, real
oh
quick.
My
hold
God.
On. Ooh. Enough.
Who?
No, there's a little Mexican dude that comes by and picks up the bottles. So I got
oh
a little,
my!
Little
what the hell
did
you say? Take a nut. Like what the fuck is that? Take a nut.
Yeah.
Oh, time, people. I didn't know what he said. Yeah. Read out of the lines there. Let me read this real quick to you, man. Hold on. Would you buy this, man? Let me ask you something. Would you buy this? For what the fuck is GB500?
Is that Goofy Bone 500?
Yeah, okay, I guess that's, what currency is that in the UK? What currency is that sign there?
Is that Great Britain?
Pounds. Great Britain pounds.
Okay, so that's 500.
Yeah.
So, a Great Britain, 500 pounds, GB500, a bottle super strong ale is to be sold inside the bodies of dead animals.
Wow.
Yummy.
What did that animal do?
The stunt has been condemned by animal rights groups as cheap marketing tactics. 12 bottles of the End of History ale have been made and placed inside 7 dead stoats, 4 squirrels, and 1 hare. And at 55 cents per volume, its makers claim it is the world's strongest beer. A taxidermist in Doncaster worked on the animals, which were not killed, for bottling the new drink, which some having been killed on the roads. Yeah.
Do you pour that? Wait a minute. Pour that in a glass?
What the hell is it?
If y'all, man, listen, hold on. Let me just drop because I ain't know this. No fucking way I can explain this without a damn picture. So everybody who's blessed enough to be in the chat room, y'all click on that. That's Nutty Newswire, and you got to go down about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ads and look where it says beer sold and dead animals. And if this shit don't look nasty as hell, they got a fucking squirrel with a ball coming out of his mouth. Man,
so you're telling me that I'll get like a six-pack of a squirrel? And
Oh, man.
Hey, that would look real. It's drinking straight from the bottle.
Oh man,
that's terrible, man. That is so terrible, man. If Boo News was to ever die, I could never do that to my son. Oh my god.
But I'm saying they know. But this is the sick part. The bottleneck you see, that's just, you know, but the body itself is what they're putting the beer in.
Oh man, that's terrible.
The body
that's
itself.
Disgusting.
That is past disgusting, people. I'm talking about not having a bottle like you would think a bottle's inside the body. No. The bottle is just the bottle little cap that's coming out of its mouth. So you don't drink straight from its mouth. But the rest of it is just right into the fucking little squirrel's body, man.
Okay, just be glad that they didn't put the bottleneck on the other end.
Hey, so can I ask a question?
It comes out more potent.
What's the website? Because I really want to, I'm thinking about getting one of these.
Oh, man. Hell no, nah, man. I can't even give out that type of information. But I will. If they offer it. Let me see.
Don't be denying me from trying to better myself with a squirrel beer.
You're right.
And I mean a squirrel beer.
Squirrel beer. Oh, my God.
And this beer comes with its own nuts.
Yeah, man. Hell, with a nut so big.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's see where we can purchase this from.
Hey, so hold on. I got one last question for that. Are the squirrels recyclable?
Man, you're just getting a little past nastier, man. Oh, man. Hold on. Here we go. Outfits feared on some of the animals include a kilt and a top hat. Right. Brew Dog of Crossabar, Aberdeenshire, created the ale, which is stronger than whiskey and vodka. The brewer recommend the beer should be served in a shot or whiskey glass to be enjoyed like a fine whiskey. Beer? Okay, the film's co-founder, James Watt, said, in true BrewDog fashion, we've torn up convention, blurred distinctions, and pushed brewing and beer packaging to its, extreme, absolute limits. This is the beer to end all beers. It's an audacious blend of eccentricity, artistry, and rebellion, changing the general perception of beer one stuffed animal at a time. And I'm not making this shit up, people. The impact of the end of history, yeah, it definitely is a perfect conceptual marriage between taxidermy, art, and craft brewing. The bottles are at once beautiful and disturbing. They disrupt the conventions and break taboos, just like the beer they hold within them. The blonde Belgian ale, infused with nettles and juniper berries, was created by brewers by freezing the liquid to separate water from the solution. The process was then repeated dozens of times, requiring hundreds of liters of beer to be reduced through the process to produce just enough for a 330-milliliter bottle. BrewDog drew criticism from industry watchdog the Portman Group last year when it unveiled a 32% beer. Tactical Nuclear Penguin. Okay.
Is there a date on the bottle until
Tactical
which you can drink it safely?
Nuclear
Yeah, I can't save it for about 12 years and then pop it open.
Yeah, and then would go first, the squirrel or the bear?
Oh, man, that's too nasty, man. That's too fucking nasty. Let's see here, people. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't tell you where you can purchase it. The animals used to bottle the end of history all died of natural causes. Better to be celebrated in value than left to rot. Right. Roadkill was not a natural cause. Getting hit by an 18-wheeler and then blowed back up with some embalming fluid. Oh, yeah, I want a cup of that.
That's gross.
Hold on, I got a real quick question. It's just a real quick question. Now, there are 500, 500 GBs.
500 pounds.
And how much is that in American dollars?
About 900.
About
$1,000.
Yeah.
For a squirrel beer?
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. 500 pounds is about 1,100 Australian dollars, which is about 1,000.
Might as well go kill some squirrels myself. I'm going to be.
And that's what I'm talking about. So I want copyright, so we're going to have to make sure we put the bottle at the other end, like, you know, he said. This is backdoor beer. You know what I'm saying? This is the new ale. Backdoor beer. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, Goof, I like your beer. Yeah, it even comes with its own furry little beer case.
Oh, man.
That is sad. That is sad.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And my new 8-bottle drink pack, you
they brought the forest down.
And just in the closet, hey, it's happy hour somewhere. Lager. Breathe out the patriot
in
you. Oh, man.
That's perfect.
That brought the forest down, people. Literally.
That's awesome.
Melly, don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Melly, what kind of beer brought the forest down? I want to know.
Damn. Oh, people.
Excuse me, everybody. You guys can't go to the forest because the guys who drank the beer, they brought the forest down.
Oh, man. Too crazy for me, people. Too crazy for me. That one right there, that came right on in. That came right on in.
That was amazing.
Man, all I can say.
That's
man.
An awesome fucking story, kid.
Do that again,
Smelly. I just say, you know.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Yeah. Fucking awesome. Man, first time I heard it, I was just like.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, too
congratulations. All right, people, you know what time it is.
It's time for overweight Germans to pay fat taxes. That's what time it is.
I was going to read that one, but I would have to save that one for the show.
Oh,
on Scandalous Biot Saturdays, it's going down tomorrow, people. We're going to be in the building. Scandalous Biot Saturdays, man. Make sure y'all have y'all face in the place. And thanks. The entire world, and I mean the world.
The world.
Hey, Smelly, you going to go on any other shows today, or are you calling it quits?
No, I mean, I'm reined in right now. So, yeah, I'll be exploring around BTR. So if anybody like to, you know, jump shows with me, at this time, 2 o'clock is really not shit on. until Marty Torres. 3 o'clock
with Marty Torres, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be wagging around in BTR land trying to find somebody. So, fire Fox News on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm still using wagging off. You know what I'm saying? We'll be wagging off.
I'm wagging. You're wagging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're wagging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is anyone going to drink this squirrel beer over here? Because I really want to drink it.
Shit.
Go ahead.
Burn ale, man.
$1,000 and get yourself a bottle.
Pass me my burn ale. It's really foul.
Get you drunk, by the way. I would be really pissed if I would spend $1,000 and I wouldn't get drunk.
Oh, man. Off of one bird beer? How can you not get drunk?
Yeah, I would get drunk. I never drink beer. I never drink alcohol.
Look, imagine walking into the club with that shit. You know how motherfuckers walk with their pimp cups and all that shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg got his big pimp cup. Fuck that, Snoop. Coming in
Jay
with my...
Will's got his little kid sip cup.
You know what I'm saying? And you come in here with a goddamn a fucking dead squirrel in your hand and shit with a bottle of... Like, what
or
the...
a dead fucking pigeon. You know
what I mean? Yeah, like, what the fuck is going on? Man, this how the real G's do it. This how the real G's do it. No.
Well, when my dog dies, I'm donating those beer makers my dog.
Oh,
no,
hell
no.
Hell no. Hey, he going to make a keg out of his dog and shit.
About to put a Jaeger bottle in the news.
You gotta crank his tail and shit for the beer to get the beer out. No, just pull his tail. Oh man, we ain't gonna tell you where the pump is at. You know what I'm saying?
You're terrible.
Oh man, yeah, fucking Boo-Doo's Jaeger bombs and shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Boo-Doo's. I miss Boo-Doo's.
Poor Boo-Doo's. Now that I'm working and shit, he has to stay home by himself, just bored as hell. Damn that
boy. Little baby.
Yeah, he ought. Mm-hmm.
But you know, Tasha,
dog.
If you ever want to come back to the States, I always have a nice little spot for you next to me.
Oh, shit. Aw, Goofy. Thank you, baby. You know, I'm coming back. I'm coming back early next year.
Oh.
Yeah, unless we're going over there first, goddammit. Shit.
Yeah.
We're going to Australia.
Oh, you know, I just bought myself a new house, well, at the beginning of the year, so I've got room here.
What happened to the other one? You left it to the family?
Which one? No, that's the one. Like, I'm saying, I bought myself a house recently, like, at the beginning of the year.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, yeah, you bought it. Yeah, that's right. You did say you actually paid it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
No, I haven't
did
paid it off yet. I'm paying it off.
Oh.
No, I'm living alone,
yeah. Get out of here. Get the fuck
out
of here, guys. I'm tired of your shit. Oh.
Yeah, no, they live somewhere else, which is all good, so... You know, I've got the room in my house, so if you're ever here, you know, you guys can stay.
Oh.
I'm on my way there.
Oh. You know what, I'm going to look into it, because for real, I'm going to just disappear for a little while. Oh, I can't, I got to answer this phone. I'm putting
it this mother, your mother, Muramika, yeah, Muramika.
Muramika.
Yeah, that's my new word, my Dutch word for motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Muramika.
Moedernekker,
is that what it is? Moedernekker. What? No, it's not an M, it's an N. Moedernekker.
Uh-huh.
Moedernekker.
Whoa. Moedernekker out of the way, man. Moedernekker out of the way.
She's got the second bit down. That was
necker.
Flawless.
Necker.
Moedernekker.
No, that was a little bit different.
Muraneka. 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 Well, how do you say that in Macedonian?
I'm back.
What is
no,
it?
No, you're forward, mother. You're forward. God damn it.
No, I'm Mexican.
What?
He told me, sorry, my back. Now you're forward, goddammit.
Motherfucker.
I mean, how you say motherfucker in Macedonian? These are important words we're learning here, people.
There's not really, I don't know. Motherfucker, how would you say that?
Muranek, ah.
Jebim te mater.
Ooh. One more time. One more time.
Jebim te mater.
Jebim te mater.
Te macra. Chupacabra. Chupacabra. I wouldn't say chupacabra.
Jebim te mater. Yeah.
Tomato matra.
Tomato tomato.
Some shit. I don't fucking know, people. God damn it. Tuesday time for learning the language. That's what the fuck that's reserved for, shit. Girl, you know how we do it around here. You know what I'm saying? Tuesday time to master a language. And we got to go back into Macedonia pretty soon. We're going to go back into Macedonia.
Yeah. Gonna definitely.
Be dobro ochin, otre and all up in here. Dobro noichin.
Dobro utro and dobro noichin.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. All that. All that dobro. Yeah. All that dobro one up in here.
I had to dobro you tomorrow, Ashmani.
Hey, well, dobro to you, brother. Hey, you ain't got to dobro me like that.
Dobro me.
Mura make out whatever she just said. Potato, manato, bird.
Potato, potato. Potato. Can I get a couple potatoes?
Go ahead and back and get me a fucking duck beer, sit down and drink my duck beer and look at the rain and, you know, squeeze this little tail like it's extra potent, you know. Quack, quack. Oh.
Quack, quack.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I miss the fuck out of you, hey.
Hey. I missed up. I'll have to leave the fuck in there too. You know what I'm saying? Out of you.
Yeah, you can't bleep out the fuck. You can't bleep out the fuck.
Oh, by the way, Sinai, since you were so lost on our conversation earlier, would you please explain to Mr. Sinai what SOS is?
Oh.
Well, first of all, do you know what SOS is there, Sinai?
SOS, the emergency sign.
Alrighty then. Something like that.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Something like that, yeah.
Is that the lack of sex alarm or something like that?
Sex alarm. Something like that. Right.
Something
break it
like
down
that.
For them, sugar cakes.
Sugar cakes. Well... Okay, so one of the S's actually stands for, what was it, swallow, and the other one, you know what it's going to be, okay, and the other one is, what was it, smelly, was it
well, I mean, you, God damn it, don't play the fool, play the fool, you know what time it is up here, SOS, God damn it. Listen, Sinai, before when I first started this show and she first started co-hosting, this is how, you know what I'm saying, we greeted guests that came on the show, or at least female guests, you know what I'm saying? And they had to ask the question, answer the question, do you SOS?
Do you SOS?
It's a simple question, lady.
Swallow.
It's a simple question, lady. Suck or swallow, all right?
Yes.
Okay, don't ever ask me that question.
They're not supposed to. I said women, brother. You're supposed to ask
women,
the females.
Women.
When a woman comes over your house, you say, hey, baby, do you SOS? And she might be like, yeah, I'll give you some help. That's what I'm talking about. You know
check
what I'm saying?
Out, check this out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Mina Holiday. Because
oh, yeah, Mina spits.
She spits.
Yeah, shout out to Mina spits. Spitz Holiday, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Man, see, this is, oh man, so I'm going to have to do one of these like old reunion shows. So, you know what I'm saying? And we can really show you how we used to get down back in the day.
Well, I need to educate her.
No, she says she spits on it. She right?
You know, sometimes some women don't like the taste.
Yeah, they don't like the spit either. They go in all dry boned on your bone. Like, what kind of shit is that?
No, there's one that I'm not going to give out her name, but I mean, she took it all and she goes, "Are you done?" I go, "Yeah." And after she goes, "Where's your trash?" And then, there it went.
Hell nah, she ought to get a curse out for that. I'm going to give her an award. I'm going to give her ass an award. God damn it. SOS.
But,
damn it.
You don't have your award ready, I guess.
Nah, I ain't going to give her an award.
She asked with her mouth full, "Are you done?" And after that,
yeah,
she spit it up. How did that sound?
"Oh, are you done?" Well, some women are professionals, and they hold them in their cheek, and she just told me that, you know, "Are you done?" And I go, "Yeah," and she just spit it out.
Yeah, it must not have tasted like pineapple, like mine does, you know?
Sorry. I don't have the sweet aroma.
How do you know that? How do you know that, Smiley?
You know, the women have, graciously express that from time and time again, you know. Right. Yeah. So, how about those bears? Yeah, how about those bears? Yeah.
The bears.
Move on. Had to move on off that conversation. Get derail it off into the pineapple penis spray, a.k.a. sperm.
Hey, everybody, I want everybody to listen up. Here comes the mailman. I always yell at him because he's supposed to be over here by 8:30 or 9:30. It's 11:10 over here at my house. I mean,
what the hell kind of shit is that?
So, hey, pay attention. I'm going to yell at this motherfucker real quick. Hold on.
This is live, people. We're live yelling.
What time is it? What time is he supposed to be here at 9:30? People depend on these checks right here. All right, man. You have a good weekend. Don't be slacking on the job.
Yeah, don't be whacking on the job either, you fucking beat off. Fucking jack off. That's what he's doing, jacking off and shit. Any company to deliver to the men. That's why your letters be sticking together and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Yeah, I miss you guys, man. This is like the original cast of fucking Friends. You know what I'm saying? With a black dude and a Mexican in it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we're behind the cop car. That's the funny part.
Not the friends where you only see motherfuckers in the back of the police car and shit. I mean, in the rollaway credits and shit. No, I mean, we actually got playing roles in this show, you know.
Oh, man.
Speaking
roles. Tell me about it. Yeah. Tell me about it.
So, big ups to my Australian hottie, Miss Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not going there, but, yeah.
Oh.
And she is.
I'll go there later. Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, you on, let me pull up my damn Skype. You on Skype, ain't you?
Who, me?
No, Tasha.
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Oh.
But not now. I'm in bed.
Yeah, well, that's the perfect time to call. Oh, I mean, I'll call you later. I forgot I was on the radio. Didn't mean to say that, you know, loud. I thought that was a subliminal virtual message that I was sending out. But, yeah. So, we finna go into a couple other shows. I guess we finna show hop, not ho hop. Show hop around and bless a couple other people's airways. Take it over. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. So,
okay. If
you are up, my dear, please come back to my road. For Scandalous Biatch Saturday.
Actually, I will be at a party, so I might even
call. That got to mean you can't call from the party. Fucking just put the phone in the air. Woo!
Yeah. I'll call in from the party. Yeah.
Oh yeah, put some old drunk chick on the phone so we can ask her a couple of questions. Hey baby. SOS.
Hey baby, you want to wrestle?
Hey baby, you want a squirrel? You ever had a squirrel? Have you had your squirrel bill today?
Manny, I gotta get out of here.
Hey, we gotta get out of here.
right.
We all gotta go.
Go,
go, go, go. Oh, sorry. Too dramatic. Too dramatic.
See you all tomorrow. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Tasha.
Yeah, no nice day. To meet you too, sweetie.
See how we keep this thing international, woman? We keep this thing international.
Well, Smelly, where we headed? Oh, later, Sinai. Where we headed, Smelly?
I don't know. Who you got up on the... Oh, shit, I guess I have to...
Let me look.
Mm-hmm. Tasha, what you got on right now, woman?
Yeah, what you got on?
You know, you call up in your dream. You already told us about that fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Hey, you know, we on Tiny Chat. You know what I'm saying? drink it in. Goes down smooth.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, you know, we still. Who the hell is Beautiful Ben? Uh-oh, we got Milwaukee music.
Yeah, Milwaukee music up in the motherfucking house.
No, we're not headed over that way, fucking
the
asshole.
The Milwaukee Bucks, they're still alive.
Milwaukee
Bucks. They're still alive, wow.
We should go pay, I bet you $1 million. Click on, I haven't even looked on the thing, but click on the thing and I bet you either Ashby's in there or Nettie Nett's in there. Because they're the number
Ashby.
One fan.
Mm. Yeah. Nat been coming back through the show, though. She hasn't been coming back through the show, hanging out, you know. That's cool. Well,
maybe
maybe
Milwaukee hasn't had shows, so that's why she's been coming back.
Yeah, maybe
I
so.
I always kick her out of my room. Nettie Nat and G-Money.
Yeah, I don't know who G-Money is. I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's all our Milwaukeeans have. But shout out to the Milwaukee Bruce Sky Loser Entertainment.
You know what I'm saying? Miss Piggy, P.I.G., out, what the fuck is his name? Out the building.
Out the building.
And, what is it? Weedy Green?
Kermit the Frog, that's that nigga's name.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's
Kermit
with Miss
Frog.
Piggy. So, come
and
on.
Then,
that's the you know, the Bruce Sky Entertainment should be changed to the Muppet Show. Cause that's all you got is a bunch of fucking little Muppets over there.
hell no! If I would have known they was on, I might have went on here and had some summer fun and called on over there. Hey, how you guys doing, man? I got a song for you. You like to hear it? Here it go. Keep trying. Oh man, that was a good song, man. Oh,
so,
good memories.
Well, what's
up?
Where
you going to go? Coach K is on. Coach K
okay, on. I'll go shoot over there to Coach K.
There we go. Coach K and Beautiful Angel Eyes. How about that? Fucking 12
all
minutes.
Right.
God damn. All
right, guys. Well, you have
fun. Tasha, I love you. I love you, Tasha.
I love you too, Goofy. I love
you. All right, everybody. I'm outie.
And what's I love you in Macedonian?
Tell you, bum.
Who? Te ljubam.
Te ljubam.
Te ljubam. Taliban. You're Taliban, girl. Taliban, my love. Taliban. A tubin. Tubin, something like that. Tubin. Tubin, girl. Tubin.
Tubam. Okay.
Tupon. Coupon, girl. Coupon, then. Coupon. Coupon. You know what I'm saying. Coupon. Something like that. Coupon. Coupon. Shit.
On TV.
What? Pawn? Pawn? Oh.
Fucking crazy, y'all.
Pawn to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Oh, shit. You're fucking funny, man.
It's going down. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and come back as often as possible.
Oh, you come. I mean, back, that is. Just making sure, you know what I'm saying, you know that the invitation is always open. You know what I'm saying? It's always open. Up in the field.
Thank you. I've missed you guys, like all of you, so fucking much. But
well, you know we have to put the APB out on you. But you, shit, you hang out on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't do Facebook like that.
No. But that's from my phone when I'm out and about. Like I haven't been on a computer in so fucking long. It's crazy. But Facebook, like, I'll go on because, like, my family from overseas and stuff are on Facebook as well. So, like, I'm usually on there just during the day. Every now and then I'll log on and stuff and check my messages and everything. But I don't really go on there and chat away with people and stuff. If people leave messages on my wall, I'll reply back. But that's about it. But, like, I don't know. Facebook. I fucking hate Facebook. But...
Yeah, it. But my little daughter, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way I can fucking keep up with them because they don't call me. So they're down to send me a fucking message on goddamn Facebook. I'm like, I don't be on no Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how it is these days. I know.
Or Twitter. I'm like, what? I don't be on no fucking Twitter, man. I just, you know, some shit I just, you know, don't do. And that's one of them. Hey, man, what's your face? Like my whole family, what's your Facebook? I'm like, why? You ain't going to reach me if you can't send me an email. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you really can talk to me is through email.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Or old-fashioned telephone. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all
well,
good
night,
yeah.
Sexy butt-naked love. Ooh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, baby.
Sorry.
Good night, and thank you for entertaining me for the past 2 hours.
Oh, I can always entertain you. Oh, damn, no one up there. Oh, you talking about the show. My bad, you talking about the show.
Mel, it's fucking funny.
Oh, man, I'm going to call into another show, harass them for like 10 minutes and shit, you know. That's all right. I do.
Well, whoever you speak to, send them my love, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Love
kisses.
You. Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.